We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, kickoff scheduled for 3:25 on Sunday. The Green and Gold postgame show will follow here on The Fan with Bill Michaels and former Packer and Badger Gary Ellerson. One night after setting a record, scoring a bunch of runs, the Dodgers couldn't muster more than one hit against a rookie with seven career starts. They are now on the verge of getting bounced from the NLCS as the Atlanta Braves' Bryce Wilson, who hadn't pitched in nearly 3 weeks, threw six one-hit innings and picked up the victory over Clayton Kershaw 10-2 last night. Atlanta now leads the series 3-1. They'll have three chances at securing their first World Series berth since 1999. Carlos Correa last night homered, hit a walk-off to give the Houston Astros a 4-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. That's now a 3-2 series. Game 6 coming up today. Kansas City Chiefs, they add another running back to the mix as they pick up veteran back Le'Veon Bell, who was released by the Jets earlier this week, agrees to a 1-year deal. Ty Lue has agreed to a 5-year deal. He'll become the next head coach of the LA Clippers, take over for Doc Rivers, who was the head coach of a Clipper team that blew a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference semifinals to the Denver Nuggets. Read more online, 1250amthefan.com. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio 1250 AM The Fan. Coming up next on the Bart Winkler Morning Show, we check in with Nick Costos from You Better You Bet, a radio.com presentation. Get his Week 6 NFL picks next here on The Fan.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable. Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
105.7. Something in my throat. 1250 AM, The Fan. You can also catch us on the radio.com app. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath. No Thursday night football last night. Did not like it. And for those of you that say, I would watch anything on Thursday, I just need football on Thursday. Tuesday night football was fun, sure, but now there's no Thursday night game. There will be again next week. It will be Giants and Eagles. So strap in for that. Joe Buck will be on that call. Joe Buck will be on the call Sunday. A lot of attention on Joe Buck right now. He's doing the NLCS. He's going to have our game against the Buccaneers on Sunday. Then he's going to do a Monday game. Fox in the afternoon is going to have Chiefs Bills before ESPN has Cowboys and Cardinals. And then he's doing the World Series for a couple of days. They take a day off. He's going to do Giants-Eagles. And then he's going to go back and do the World Series once more. So some of these guys, it's weird in sports. You could do nothing for months at a time. And then it's go, go, go every single day you're working. Some of these NBA reporters are going to feel that too. They've been in the bubble. Go, 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 work, 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 work. And then I don't know when the next time we're going to see the NBA play or need NBA news. The draft coming up next month. But, I mean, if you're an NBA writer right now or in media, you're kind of just sitting around and waiting because we don't know when that next schedule is going to be. The NHL as well. And then even after this, all of baseball and football. Football trugging along despite more positive cases. The Colts now with some. We don't know who. We don't know what that means. We'll try to have more information for you as it breaks throughout the morning. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath here on The Fan. Nick Costos joining us from the radio.com app. You Better You Bet is where you can find him. Nick, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Bar, what's going on, brother? Great to be on with you, the great people of Wisconsin, of course, on this glorious Football Friday. What's going on?
I'm going to ask you first about the Packer game, but I feel like, just in talking to you a few times, I feel I'm almost going to pigeonhole you in the Tom Jackson, Tony Dungy camp where you just don't take the Packers. I feel like you hate the Packers already.
Well, let's say, so I want to say this first. Aaron Rodgers is one of my favorite players ever. And up until last year, I feel like I take the tag. Like, I used to work with Pete Prisco at CBS, and Pete picks the Packers to represent the NFC or win the Super Bowl.
Oh, he loves the Packers.
Yeah, but it was like a running joke that the two of us had, because every year that we worked together, I did the same thing. So it's like, this is like a relatively new thing for me with the Packers. And really, it was just last year with Green Bay, where I felt like they were so overvalued every week, and every week they would just somehow magically win games. And Bart, I don't know if I did this on your show or not, but I need to do this. I think it's really important. I'm going to take the L here, and this is a really easy L to take, and I'll hold it on the Matt LaFleur is not a good coach conversation here, because you know, 17-3, 20 games into his coaching career, like, I don't think I can say at this point, hey, maybe this guy's not a good coach. I think he really clearly is. I think the Packers are very clearly legit. So I'll hold the L on this. You know, I'm willing to adjust. You know, when I'm wrong based on information and things that happen, I have to address that and I have to move forward. Like, I can't be saying the Packers are a 9-7 team, you know, because they clearly don't look like one. So as for the game on Sunday, I think this one's really hard. So I may not take Green Bay, but that doesn't mean I don't like the Packers and I won't bet the Packers moving forward here. So I think this line was a little out of whack when we saw the Packers spike to about a 2.5-point favorite on the road at Tampa over at the Bet River Sportsbook. As we do this right now, the line is set to pick them, which honestly, I think that that's probably fair here. I think this is a coin flip game. I think it's very hard. What I was saying on You Better You Bet this week, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the radio.com app, is the Bucks presented a really nice teaser, like, right? So even if you're a big Packer fan, I think you'd have to admit that even if the Packers are going to win this game, it's probably not going to be in blowout fashion. They're not going to beat Tampa in Tampa by 10 or more points. Probably not, right? So I still think that if this line spikes back up in favor of the Packers and you can tease the Buccaneers through the key numbers of 3-7, like if Green Bay gets back out to -1.5 and you tease Tampa up to 7.5, I think that's a pretty money way to handicap this game. The one thing I will say, I think that a lot of people are getting caught up in the, well, Green Bay's not going to be able to run the ball because the Bucs' run defense is awesome, right? We watched the game last Thursday when the Bucs lost to the Bears in Chicago. They lost what I would call the best run-stopping nose tackle in football for the season in Vita Vea. That is a massive loss in the middle of this Todd Bowles defense. Packers are obviously coming off the bye. Aaron Jones barely played in that Monday night game against Atlanta. It was Jamal Williams with all the catches. So I think this is setting up as a monster game on the ground for Aaron Jones and the Packers. I actually think if I had to bet this game one way or the other, I think I would actually bet Green Bay. I'm not, because I think it's too close. And I do think the Packers will close as a favorite, and then you can tease the Buccaneers up, like I said. Or even if, like, maybe even tease Green Bay if Tampa Bay becomes a 1.5-point favorite. I think either option is great, because I think this is a close game on Sunday.
Nick Costos joining us, You Better You Bet, radio.com app. I got to take the L on LaFleur, too. I, like, tried all summer not to like him, because I didn't like that they drafted Jordan Love, and I didn't like how he was, like, dancing on camera afterwards, and he's always, like, trying to have a secret, and there was something about him that I, like, didn't trust or something. But then on the field, when he's the coach, everything that I would want in a coach, he does. He's aggressive on fourth down. He's got all this pre-snap movement. I love how they scheme against defenses. I mean, Robert Tonyan the other day is getting open, catching 3 touchdowns. So as a coach, yeah, it's hard to say that he's not good. He's 17-3. This game, I don't know where to predict it. I like the Packers. I think that they're very good this year. Tampa, I'm just so confused about Tampa. They do have some injuries, as you mentioned, on defense. I feel like some of these older quarterbacks like Brady and Breeze and Rivers, I don't think they're good anymore. And then Tom Brady's like still hanging on, but it's just not the same Tom Brady to me. I know he had 5 touchdowns a couple of weeks ago, but I don't think that this is maybe the right fit for him.
Well, I do kind of want to like draw a line in the sand with kind of the guys that you're talking about here. I've been saying for years, so this is not a Johnny come lately take for me. Phillip Rivers is washed. Like, and I refuse to.
Phillip Rivers has always been washed. He's shot puts of football.
Well, I mean, look, I'm a Giants fan, so like the Eli Manning Phillip Rivers debate for me will always be Eli Manning. So I've always been kind of anti Phillip Rivers in that regard. Like, we have to acknowledge, so like for a large portion of his career, he was a very good quarterback in the NFL. It just so happens that right now he happens to be washed, and he's been washed for a while. Now, I don't think Breeze is washed in the same way Rivers is washed, but Breeze is washed also. Like, it's like on Monday night, they're like, oh, like, who needs air yards? It's like, yeah, like, great. Like, who wouldn't? Yeah, we don't want our quarterback to throw the ball down the field. Why would you want that in today's NFL? Like, the whole thing was patently ridiculous. So Breeze can't push the ball down the field. It's like his arm needs to be, like placed in a sling when he has that 40-yard touchdown pass to Jared Cook. So I think that the wash scale would be Rivers, draw a line, Breeze, draw a line. And I think Brady is by far the best of those quarterbacks now. And like, I'm not a homer. I'm not a Bucs fan. I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm just like, this is what my eyes tell me. Like, okay, maybe Brady struggled last week, but that was on the road on a short week against one of the best pass defenses in the NFL without Chris Godwin, without Justin Watson, without, you know, O.J. Howard, who's out for the season, and Mike Evans, who's basically hobbling around on one leg. So I'm very willing to give Tom Brady the benefit of the doubt based off that game on Thursday. I like the over in this game, by the way, this Bucs-Packers game. I think we'll see points in this game. I don't think that the Bucs defense is going to be able to stop what Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers are going to be able to do. And the Bucs are getting everyone back. So, like, everyone's practiced in a limited fashion, albeit, right? But that means that they're all on track to play. So Godwin's going to be back. Evans is going to be healthy here. Leonard Fournette's kind of useless, but he'll be back there as well. So Tampa's getting healthier at the skill position, and I think that portends well for a big Buccaneers offensive output on Sunday.
Nick Costos, you better, you bet. Again, it's on the radio.com app. So you're a Giants guy, and you look at the NFC East, and right now you could pretty much say, well, if the NFC East plays another team, take them to lose, but the Giants do have Washington this weekend. Cowboys are in front of this division at 2-3. Now they've got Andy Dalton now instead of Dak. There's like no way the Cowboys don't win this division, right? Or no?
No, I agree with you here. And we can just quickly run through the three games involving these teams this weekend. The Giants-Washington game, when the Giants were 3 or 3.5 point home favorites, like, that's an easy buy spot for Washington because the Giants shouldn't be 3.5 or 3 really against anybody. Now that the numbers dip below 3, Giants -2.5, I have absolutely no interest in betting this game between two really bad teams. Again, goes back up to 3. I think Washington's worth a look, but anything under 3, like, I'm not interested in laying it with this horrendous and poorly coached New York Giants offense. Ravens visiting the Philadelphia Eagles. Baltimore up to a 7.5 point favorite over the Bet River Sportsbook on the road at Philly. I'm only looking one way in this game, and that's with the road favorite, the Baltimore Ravens here. The Eagles have actually played pretty stout run defense, which I think plays into their hands a little bit, but the back end of this defense can be had. I mean, we just saw Ben Roethlisberger actually absolutely rip them up last week, and while Lamar has not been great throwing the football this season, I think he's going to be able to do enough here, and the Ravens defense was ferocious last week against the Bengals, and I think they're going to be able to get out Carson Wentz. So I think it's a loss for the Eagles. And then we go to Monday Night Football, Bart, and this is actually one of my three favorite picks of the week. I think the Cowboys are going to beat the Cardinals outright. I think this line's wrong. It's finally starting to come down. Cardinals -3, -2.5 on the road in Dallas was such a bad number, I thought, and now we're starting to see the market show you what this number should be. Now it's Cardinals -1. I think by the time we get to Monday, the Cowboys are going to be favored in this game here, which they should be. Arizona had to place their best defensive player, Chandler Jones, on injured reserve. He's out for the season with a torn biceps. And on Thursday, yesterday, Leighton Vander Esch, Dallas' star middle linebacker, who they lost to a broken collarbone in the Week 1 Sunday night loss to the Rams, he practiced fully. That is a big deal for this Cowboys passing defense and also the run defense here. And Andy Dalton is not a guy that's going to take mediocre players and make them great. But when there are great players around him, he can rise to the occasion. And that's the case in Dallas with the players on the skill position. So Dallas's offensive line is banged up, sure. But where's Arizona's pass rush coming from? I don't think it's coming from anywhere here. I love the Cowboys on Sunday to beat the Cardinals. And if you can get them like +1.5 and you can tease them up through 3-7, I think that's a great teaser leg as well.
Nick, for some reason, I actually bet all – I got 3 teams from the NFC North winning on Sunday. I took the Packers. This Bears line is weird for me as Carolina opens up as 3-point favorites. Now that's down to 1. Chicago on the road. And then the Lions are now 3.5-point favorites on the road against Jacksonville. What are your thoughts on those two games right there? Mainly the Chicago one. 1-point dogs on the road now in Carolina.
Yeah, I'll just give you a quick thought on the Lions-Jaguars game first. I would never, ever, ever bet the Jaguars in this spot. So it's Lions or nothing for me. I don't know if I'm ready to pull the trigger yet on Detroit. I'm not trying to couch this here. I really don't know yet. Our pick segment coming up, you bet, 6 p.m. Eastern today, 5 p.m. Central time. We'll give out all our picks, side total and props for the full NFL slate this weekend. So I have a little bit more time to decide. But I can tell you, I definitely will not be betting the Jaguars. It's Lions or nothing for me in that game. As far as the Bears-Panthers game goes, you know, I've been saying all week, you know, everyone's been saying the Chicago Bears are the worst 4-1 team in NFL history. I can't wait till Monday morning, guys, when we get to say the Chicago Bears are the worst 5-1 team in NFL history. I think the on-field matchups really favor Chicago, specifically offense versus defense. Now, maybe the injury report's a little rosier for the Panthers today on Friday and heading into this game on Sunday, but this defense has really outperformed expectations. A lot of good young players on this defense, but a lot of them are really banged up now. Like, we're seeing their top two corners, Boston and Apple, both practicing in a limited fashion this week. Brian Burns, their star second-year edge rusher, you know, coming off a concussion. Iker Gross-Matos is banged up. Their rookie pass rusher out of Penn State, and their best run stuffer in the middle of that defensive line, Kawan Short, placed on season-ending injured reserve yesterday. Bears are getting healthier, right? And I think this is a spot where the Bears can eat. I can't believe I just said that. It's not like they're going to win like 45-0 or anything like that. But I do like the Bears on Sunday to win this game outright in Carolina. And if for whatever reason, and this is why we tell people, listen to You Better You Bet throughout the week. If for whatever reason this line goes back up for Carolina, I think the Bears make an unbelievable teaser option. The best teaser option this week, guys, and there are many. And we always want to tease either through 3-7 or down through 7-3 because it mathematically gives you the best value on your bet. If you can tease the Bears up through 3-7 and get them like +7.5 or +8, I think that's a money option. And the same thing with the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night against the Cardinals as a home underdog. So if you can do that, if you're into teasers and you can get those through 3-7 and get +7.5 with either Chicago and Dallas, at least, I think that's a money bet, and I think that will be a winner.
Nick, I know it's a football Friday, but I lost a tremendous amount of money last night on the Dodgers run line and the under, so I'm trying to chase because I hate Saturdays and Sundays when I'm down money. I like to be up trying to make a profit. So you look at Major League Baseball today, you got the Astros and the Rays, Dodgers, Braves tonight. Anything you like in Major League Baseball, maybe even college football tonight to get us to the window, make a little bit of money back.
I like the Rays tonight, and I've been betting them basically every game in the series. So obviously the last two nights have been a little disconcerting as far as Tampa's concerned, losing last night on the walk-off to Carlos Correa. But they do have Blake Snell on the mound tonight, so I think this is an advantage for the Rays. I think the line's where it needs to be right now, around -130 at the Bet River Sportsbook. But I got to tell, I'm just being honest with you guys here. Like, baseball season, the wind was taken out of my sails last week when the Yankees lost because I'm a Yankees fan. So it's been hard for me to watch these games this week. It's been difficult. I have been watching, but I'm not as into it. Until we find out, like, for sure, like, what this pitching matchup's going to be with the Braves and the Dodgers, maybe it'll be Walker Buehler on short rest. We don't know yet. I don't think there's an official announcement. It's tough with that one as well, you know, with the Braves taking care of business last night, moving to within a game of the World Series. So I do like the Rays a little bit in their game today. That's game 6 against the Astros. And no play for me right now until we know for sure who the pitchers are going to be tonight with the Dodgers and the Braves.
You better, you bet. It's on the radio.com app. They've got their picks later today. Nick, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. And also, guys, love the Steelers on Sunday as a home favorites against the Browns. Nice. Appreciate you guys. Wishing you and all the great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
How about that? Nick Costos, you better, you bet. Check it out on the radio.com app. A lot of great stuff on there. Charlie from TikTok's got a podcast. There's a podcast about the Astros 3 years ago that some guy's doing. And there's a podcast about Reagan's speeches and stuff. So a lot of good stuff. That's your ringing endorsement for the radio. And us, 1250 AM, The Fan. Those are Nick's predictions. Yours? Ours? We haven't predicted this game yet. We'll take a look. More on Packers Buccaneers coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.